She's made her life here. Antonia is from Germany, but London has been home for 13 years. The children were born here, her husband is British. Unlike them, she doesn't have a British passport and feels that she and other Europeans in Britain are now bargaining chips in the great game of Brexit.
The insecurity that we find ourselves in terms of what rights we are going to have or what hoops we're going to be asked to jump through to maintain our lives in the UK are, you know, in the current situation, convenient for the government because, you know, we're a pawn in the negotiations that the government is going into. And that's not a particularly nice feeling.
This Greek man has been feeling insecure for months. One night last summer, here by the River Thames, several young British men surrounded him, told him to stop speaking Greek and leave Britain because of Brexit. One punched him in the face. A white European victim of hate crime in the centre of London. He asked that we don't show his face. Such attacks on Europeans are very rare, but at this gathering for EU citizens in London, they're worried about residency rights, pensions, and healthcare after Brexit.
The British government is coming under pressure from all sides to guarantee the rights of Europeans living in Britain. It says it can't do that until it receives reciprocal assurances guaranteeing the rights of British people living in the EU.